Phoenix FM, it's Bob Simpson on 123. Now, Brighter Opportunities Through Supported Play, otherwise known as BOSP, is a great local charity dedicated to improving the lives of children and young adults with complex disabilities through fully supported social activities. And joining me now to tell us all about BOSP is Jodie Connolly. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for inviting me along today.
You're more than welcome. I'm keen to find out all about BOSP. What about you, first of all? What is your role with BOSP?
I'm the fundraising and development officer at BOSP, so it's my job basically to bring the money into the charity so that we can continue to provide our services.
Right, okay, so how did you first get involved?
I've worked for charities for over 10 years now, and I've got to know the great work that BOSP does through my work elsewhere. As with many charities, statutory funding was greatly cut, and BOSP had to diversify its income streams in order to survive, if you like, and to find another way of bringing the money in. And so I joined the team a couple of years ago.
Yeah, brilliant. How long's the charity been running?
26 years now.
Wow. And yeah. How did it all first get started?
It started off families really getting round a dining room table with their children with disabilities, finding there wasn't many places to go. They wanted to have each other as support. And then it sort of grew to respite or leave the children while someone goes off and does their shopping or has their hair
right,
done.
Yeah.
And then it's grown to be the respite provision that it is today.
Wonderful. So who is BOSP for? We keep using the term BOSP. Well, just a reminder that it's Brighter Opportunities Through Supported Play, which is a bit of a mouthful, so we'll say BOSP from
yeah,
now.
No, that's what yeah. we tend to refer ourselves as, yeah, because so, it is a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, sure. So who's the charity for?
Okay, we support families in Essex and the London Borough of Havering who have children with a disability or a life-limiting condition, and we provide regular clubs with care during the school holidays, Saturdays and evenings. At present, we're regularly supporting 139 different children and yeah. young adults, and there's about 400 odd, over 400 parents and siblings with the very vital respite that
wow.
it provides.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, a lot of charities sort of have a mission statement or yep. an aim. What are your aims?
Well, our aim is to reduce isolation and to develop children and young adults' independent self-esteem and social skills in a supportive environment whilst providing the rest of the family and siblings with much-needed break, with a much-needed respite. Mm. Whilst childcare is offered on a one-to-one basis at BOSP, elsewhere, normal child to support ratios are 1 to 8. So we provide a very high level of care. So we're able to support those who have much higher, more complex needs, specialist medication, perhaps life maintaining medication, have very challenging behaviour, have specialist feeding requirements. So all of our staff are highly trained specialists, so we can support the most neediest of children.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, looking at your website, it looks like you have a huge range of activities and clubs going on. Can you give us a bit of an overview, please?
Yeah, sure. We have 8 clubs at the moment. We have a number of core clubs, and they provide 5.5 hours of really good fun, exciting activities, yeah. and also a good break then for mums and dads and siblings. One of the biggest clubs we run is our Saturday club. We run that at the Pioneer Special School in Basildon. The great thing about the school, it's purpose-built. We've got a wonderful hydrotherapy pool there, different sensory rooms, sensory gardens, so they can take part in sporting activities, ride their trikes. We have sort of a core range of activities, and then we have a different theme each week, so it makes it really exciting. We sometimes have superheroes come in, specialist in dance, music therapist, so it's a really important
yeah,
club.
And great for the children who otherwise might be a bit isolated in the world, wouldn't they? It gets
yeah,
them out. And
absolutely. A lot of children are actually homeschooled, they don't have the opportunities to make friends outside of school. It's just their family they have for support. And it might even be that the family hasn't got relatives who can help out. So it's often just them and the parents, so it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Also, school holidays can be very long, some 6, sometimes 7 weeks for some of our children. It's a very long time to not have interaction and to be stuck in front of the TV.
Yeah.
So along with our Saturday clubs, we run our holiday clubs, again, 5.5 hours. In addition to running hall-based schemes, we also run what we call Wizzy Woodland Away Days,
right.
which are fantastic. That's over in Brentwood,
yeah.
and we use the Thriftwood Scout Camp. So youngsters get an opportunity to get a lot of fresh air, so they sleep well at night.
Yeah, great.
Woodland walks. A lot of our activities are inclusive. So we do wall climbing, there's kayaking, there's raft building.
Wow.
We had a magician in today. we do so many fun things.
Yeah.
So it really gives the children a different perspective on life and an opportunity to experience things they wouldn't have the opportunity to otherwise experience.
Yeah, and great for their parents too, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They go home and they tell their parents what they've been up to. They're often the ones who have been told, no, you can't do this or you'll never be able to do that. It's great for them to be able to go home and say, Mum, I climbed a 30-foot wall in whichever way they can. So it's absolutely fantastic. We also run hydrotherapy swimming clubs. Over in Harlow, we do a trampoline club in Wickford. And as well, very important for youngsters who are going through transition from child to adult services, we do out and about clubs. So they're quite unique in Essex. So it's an opportunity for youngsters to gain important life skills, money handling, crossing the road, travel, eating out in a restaurant, making decisions for themselves, all those sort of things we take for granted. It's great to help their independence. So we do have the Let's Connect and Let's Go clubs, and activities can include pottery, paint and lunch, the cinema, climbing wall at the Basildon, you know, leisure centre is fantastic. And then we have a club for over 18s, our Chill Zone.
Right.
So they perhaps might go a bit further afield. We take them out in our minibus. And they're aimed also at promoting independence through decision making, money handling, social skills. And we do foot golf. We might go now to canal ability.
Wow.
So cinema. We do some really exciting stuff. So
it sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely,
it's great.
Fantastic. And it also sounds like you run these sessions over quite a large area. Where are you actually based?
Our admin office, Bob, is based in Billericay High Street.
Right.
So that's nice and easy to find. But it's just our admin office there. Our actual sessions are run in Basildon, Wickford and Brentwood mainly. Few in Harlow, and again all over Essex with our out and about.
Well, now the big question as far as any charity is concerned at the moment especially is, how are you funded?
Right. Unfortunately, we don't receive statutory funding. A lot of people think that clubs or activities for children with severe disabilities, that there's always money there.
Yeah.
Well, that's just not the case,
well,
unfortunately.
There ought to be, but that's not the way of the world
nowadays,
is it? No,
it's not the case.
No.
And I think with national and local cuts, we're having to seek most of our funding via charitable trust applications,
right.
Such as Children Need, you know, Comic Relief, and other foundations that support Essex Community Foundation, other charities that support us, such charities, if you like. So we apply to those. Unfortunately, we're up against a lot of the bigger charities now as a small charity because everyone's after the same sort of pot of money, if you like.
Yeah.
So we try to supplement that by community fundraising.
Okay.
So that could be us doing a community event that we put on ourselves. We put on our first ball last year, our 25th anniversary ball. It was a great party, great event, very well supported. We also take part in community events such as the Billericay Christmas Market.
Okay.
We've done the carnival. We do the Strawberry Fair at Brentwood. So a number of different things we try to do ourselves.
Yeah.
We also work with a few other companies who luckily choose us to be their charity of the year.
Yeah.
So that's always great. And also we always encourage personal donations. Some people like to give us a regular standing order, which as a small charity, that's just invaluable.
All right. Well, we'll get some contact details from you about donating in a bit.
Right.
But
yeah.
I had a little look at your Facebook page a little while ago, and you've got some great testimonials from people on there. And you also look like you've got a fantastic team that you work with.
Yeah.
So what are your needs at the moment? Is it volunteers or fundraising or both?
Well, the particular needs of our children, Bob, are very high, and they do require specialist staff to support them. And unfortunately, that can rule out many volunteers working with our children because they just wouldn't have the necessary experience.
Yeah.
And also, if a parent's been waiting 3 weeks for a respite, we want to know that that person is there, they're contracted to be there.
Yeah.
So it's really, really important.
That's understandable. Yeah.
So our greatest need really is income. We have to fundraise over £300,000 a year. Looking after very ill and very disabled children is expensive. And this is why there are so few clubs like BOSP around that provide the level of care and activities that we do.
Mm.
But if we chose to exclude those children due to costs, then, you know, they'd have nowhere to go. And that's
absolutely
just not acceptable.
Yeah,
we can't do that. No. So, really our greatest need is funding.
Okay, well, I see you've got a fundraising pack and details of fundraising ideas on your website. Can you give us an idea of some of the things people have done to raise money for BOSP?
Yeah, we're always, I mean, we come back to volunteers. We are always looking for volunteers who wants to help us perhaps fundraise.
Okay.
That's something. We always know people to help us at our stalls. We are lucky enough to have some support at the moment from the Billericay Town Football Club. And the home games coming up for next season, we're going to have a presence there, advising people and parents if they perhaps need some support, and also having our buckets there. So that's great. But, to have volunteers, someone who could stand there and hold a bucket for us is great.
Yeah.
We have people who have done a sponsored walk and run Ape Sound or Road. We've got a team from a company in Brentwood who are kindly packing bags for us.
Oh, right, yeah. At supermarkets.
Yeah, that's it. But we've got online, we've got an A to Z of fundraising ideas. So whether you've got a little bit of time, loads of time, you like heights, you don't like heights, depending on your bravery levels and your time, really, Bob, how much you want to do. You might want to do a cake sale or come dine with me evening at home, anything like that.
Yeah.
All helps. And that can be downloaded from our website just to give you some ideas, or your children some ideas. If you want to pick a local charity or something that you can do, which is sort of manageable with with your time.
Yeah, some great ideas there. Now, you mentioned Billericay Town. You do have a number of sponsors and organisations who support BOSP at the moment. Would you like to give them the mention?
Yeah, love to. I mean, really, we'd like to give a special thanks to all of our supporters, large and small. They're all really welcome and much appreciated. Especially like to thank Full Credit Europe in Worley, who's been supporting us for a while now. They regularly put on golf days. They donated the last hour's pay at the end of last year to BOSP, which was
wonderful.
Just fabulous.
Yeah.
A team came and painted their storage shed. And, we can't thank them enough. Staff at Boots in South Essex donated wrapped gifts to our children for Christmas parties. Again, that's fantastic. That's something we've not had to fundraise for because it's been donated.
Yeah.
The Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower, Billericay Lions and the Billericay Roundtable are also great supporters of us. They helped us towards getting our minibus, enabling us to provide more out and about services, which is what our children wanted. Children with disabilities want to do the same stuff as other kids.
Of course.
They want the same fun.
Yeah.
And they've put on lovely events for our families and have really helped us over the last few years. So, big thanks and a shout out to them.
Well done, everybody. Fantastic. Now, getting down to the sort of practical help that you offer, can you give us an example of how BOSP has been able to help individuals and the benefits that you've seen as a result of that?
Sure. We've seen some fantastic changes in the children.
Right.
Stress relieved in the parents. But I think the best way to perhaps demonstrate that is if I can just give you some feedback from a couple of our fans, some comments,
great.
Really.
Yeah.
So I'll just go through a couple of these. He feels so happy attending the group activity with peers. He attends mainstream school at the moment, and while those children are very kind during school hours, he never has any socialising outside of school or during school holidays. He's never been to a party or a play date. So BOSP is his club where he can be understood and have fun.
Yeah.
My son has come on so much because of these clubs, from not talking to talking. He loves coming to them. My son has been awake since 2 a.m. After dropping him off to a session, I managed to catch up on my much needed sleep, ready for tonight's session with my son. He gets to be a young man and take part in activities like his peers and have a social life. We're happy knowing he is having fun in a safe environment with people who he likes and he thinks of as his mates, not his carers.
Well, it really sounds like you and all your colleagues at BOSP are doing some great work in the community, Jodie. If anyone would like to help, either by donating or getting involved as a volunteer holding those buckets, how do they contact you?
Quite easy, Bob. They can give us a call Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. There's always someone there on 01277 624300. Or perhaps, I know nowadays people like to visit websites and get lots of information on that, as well as contacting via email via the website. Our website, for anybody who's interested, is www.bosp.co.uk. and so loads of ideas of how they can help. Just find out a bit more if they want some support for their own child or grandchild, or if they'd perhaps like to donate. At least you know where the money's going to, you know, we welcome people to give us a call.
Fantastic. All right, Jodie. Well, we'll put those details on our website
too.
Finally, what's coming up for BOSP in the near future? Do you have any fundraising events planned?
Yep, we've got a charity lunch in September, but I have to say, I'm sorry, that's full up. So that's really, really good.
Well,
so that's good.
Yeah.
We've got a quiz in Brentwood in October on the 20th. If anybody's interested, again, that information you can find on our website. We've got a stall at the Billericay Christmas Market, and that's quite a long day, so we always have people come in sort of 2-hour shifts, so that's always great.
Right.
And that's the first Sunday in December. And again, at the Billericay Town Football Club, we're looking for people, and we're going to be having another ball next year.
It went down so well.
We keep getting asked when the next one is. So look out for that on our website.
Well, thanks very much, Jodie, for telling us all about BOSP today, otherwise known as Brighter Opportunities for Supported Play. I'm sure your work is very personally rewarding, and good luck with all the great work that you and your colleagues do. Thanks, Jodie.
Thank you, Bob, for your interest and for listening.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.